95. The question this afternoon is from Ronnie and Poopy and Casey and Romy, especially. Travelers at the crossroads from various locations upon our planet, going to various locations upon the planet and in perhaps the interior landscape as well. And we would like to know, whatever Quo could tell us about travelers on the road, making decisions that are necessary for continuing the journey, for how to be a journeyer, and how to be open to the inspiration of the moment to go to that place that is the destination.
Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are those of the principle of Kuo. And we are called to your group to speak with you, to share our thoughts, our opinions, and our presence, and to blend our vibrations with yours. We greatly thank and honor each of you for this privilege. May we say that the crystalline beauty of your blended vibrations is substantial. And we thank you again and again for the opportunity of sharing this time together. Our thoughts are not new, nor are they original. And it is important, we feel, that we express to you that we may make mistakes. And we may speak in a way that does not come anywhere near your own personal truth. So as you listen and as you ask questions, we ask that you continue to discriminate using your own judgment rather than taking our word or the word of any so-called authority. For deep within you lie all your answers. And more importantly, deep within you lie all your true questions, those concerns, desires, hopes, and unknown ambitions that shall create step by step the continuing tapestry of your experience. This day, you ask concerning ends and beginnings, times of cusp, times when there must be decisions made, and vectors chosen on many levels. And indeed, you are in harmony with the energies of your surroundings. For in the physical plane, the energies and essences that strengthen and nurture your growing plants are in the midst of transforming that which was as dead into a riot of leaf and blossom and bloom. And echoing this natural rhythm of your planet, your great religions find this a beginning, a resurrection, or a Passover, both being, in the most literal sense, great crossroads for one entity or for a people. When one has come to the end of a pattern, and one feels that itch to move, it is salutary, shall we say, both to honor that impulse and to use that impulse as a point from which to reflect. It is useful when the seeker perceives that there is a true ending to sit with that awareness, not attempting to figure anything out, not attempting to intellectually break down a situation into its logical parts, but rather allowing that situation into the full eye shot of mind and heart, and simply being with that situation. For oftentimes, the things that one needs to know in order to be graceful and skillful with transformations is that peace which comes when one listens to the silence that holds the Creator's voice. Perhaps as one sits, one feels nothing occurring, and yet there comes a dream or a vision, or perhaps simply one wakes up knowing what thing it is that will balance the past and allow one to walk strong and straight and towards the light of a new horizon, with all in order as one leaves a dear and blessed situation, no matter how challenging, for that which is to come. And as one says goodbye to times in one's life, to things which one has loved, to relationships that have changed beyond recognition, we encourage each to find strength and courage to praise and give thanks for each and every experience that has created within, perhaps much pain and suffering. In the process of transformation, there is almost always a great deal of sorrow and feelings of loss. For when change is going to occur naturally, it simply takes one, as destiny will, and almost never is it a completely smooth road from that one way which was to that other way which has yet to be worked out. And yet, we encourage you to have the faith to praise that which is past and to open the heart to that which is, was, and shall be. The keeping of silence, the keeping of the listening ear as part of the daily round of activity is always, we feel, an excellent practice. For in the silence, in the listening, lie the key that unlocks the door of your own wisdom, that which is within the deep mind, that whose voice is silence and which can only be heard by the open and listening heart. If you can trust destiny enough to release the attempts to control it, the natural waves of energy moving out from the center of that kindly destiny which is each seeker's will gradually take that seeker upon the path and in the direction which is deeply desired. We do not need to tell you how difficult a practice it is to maintain the silent and listening receptivity to destiny. In a world in which intangibles and invisible things are often given no worth or value at all, yet this practice is most productive of peace of mind and is very efficient in its own way at keeping the seeker upon the path chosen before the incarnative experience. It is not that your life was predestined, but rather that certain things were chosen by you. Certain patterns were chosen by you in order to focus upon certain lessons concerning love. The energy that has moved you through various stages of life has been an energy which feels natural impulses towards some lessons and complete indifference towards others. No one else has your path. No one else needs your lessons. You need no one else's lessons. So each pilgrim that is walking upon this highway is walking alone in a very deep sense. Yet we say to you that after meditation, the most important resource upon the spiritual path is the company of those who are also seeking. For one person cannot give to itself the truth. Yet the truth is in all, and entities may be instruments through which truth may travel to others. Thusly, even though you cannot offer yourself enlightenment, you can become a channel which is transparent and through which love itself may shine for others to see and to be inspired by. Your own poor opinion of yourself, for you are so into self-judgment among your peoples, has no bearing upon how other seekers may perceive the light that comes through you. So as you feel those transforming energies moving within, we suggest that you keep an awareness of the one infinite creator as the center of that awareness, which is your conscious mind. For this clarity, which is a kind of humility, will allow you to be transparent so that others may see the Creator through you and you do not get in the way, but are simply the bowl in which this precious gift is offered. There is a time for each energy within your breast, for the dark side as well as the light side. There is a time in which it is good to experience even the darkest of emotions, even the most sad failures, self-perceived, of virtue. And likewise, there are times so lit with the golden essence of love that it seems that time and space stop, stunned by the wonder of the present moment. Such a time can occur upon a very large scale, and indeed your entire planet is now transforming little by little by little into a fourth density positive environment. This shall be several of your centuries in the making, but the process has begun. And little by little, those entities, both positive and negative, that are ready to move on, are moving on. And those children being born at this time upon your planet include both wanderers who have come to aid in this crossroads, in this new beginning, and those who have come from other third density harvests to begin their fourth density experience early on. Many of your children have both third and fourth density vehicles of the physical kind activated. As people feel that their children are more and more remarkable, we remind each that there are many beautiful souls who seek life upon your planet at this crucial time. For all wish to aid in the birthing of the fourth density of your planet. And many have come to help, and you among them. So we ask that you continue to meditate and listen to the silence. We ask that you encourage your own faith and your own spirit of strength and joy. And that you remain transparent to a destiny which is full of the grace of perfect rhythm. And if you feel now and again that you are moving too fast or that you are moving in the wrong direction, stop, take a deep, deep breath, and say to yourself, there are no mistakes. My lessons will come no matter what I do. My service will come no matter what I do. Say it and know it. And then let your hearts be merry and full of praise and thanksgiving. And let your arms reach out to the pilgrims that come your way upon this highway of love. We would transfer this contact at this time to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument with thanks and in love and light. We are those of Kua.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to ask if those present may have any further queries for us, which we would be happy to give our attention to. Is there another query at this time?
Others, and if there is a reason for that beyond that, beyond feeling of energies that are more expressed at this season, if there is some spiritual reason for it, maybe, if you can speak on that.
I am Kuo, and we are aware of your query, my brother. Are you not all one in truth? The seasons of your planet at this time are changing over the entire surface, as is the case at all times. Yet there are cycles which begin and flourish and wane and end. And as you find yourself one portion of this, a great planetary consciousness, you are moved much as the seasons move your flowers and trees and birds and seeds, moving into yet another expression, not only of the Creator or of the planet or area in which you reside, but you are moved also as a portion of the one Creator which seeks knowledge of itself in a manner which is likened unto the rhythm of your music. The movement of energies occurs most naturally in pulses or rhythms, harmonic blending of vibrations, which in a upward spiraling fashion match the light and love emanations of the logos of this portion of the creation. Thus you respond to light, to its intensity, its duration, its permutations as it is formed into one field of energy after another. So you also within your own being are moved by these pulses of energy which seek their source. Is there another query, my brother?
Is that then why when I feel the wind moving past that I want to jump up and fly with it?
I am Quo and am aware of your query, my brother. In the short, this is so, for the movement of your air masses is a localized phenomenon that is the result of various gradients of temperatures which themselves are moving in rhythm with the changes of the sun's energy as it strikes your Earth's surface, releasing this intelligent energy in various and infinite ways. The movement of your air for most entities is an invigorating experience, for it seems to stir the collection of expressions of energy in a fashion which is exciting to the soul itself. Is there another query, my brother?
No, thank you, Bill, for elaborating on the topic.
I am Quo, and we again thank you, my brother. Is there another query?
Sometimes I talk out loud to try to communicate with my father. And even though I don't know if he's there or not, is he aware of what I'm saying and does he understand?
I am Quo and am aware of your query, my sister. We find that you are in the most central portion of your being aware that this is so at this time, for you and the entity which served as your father upon this planet are portions of a family, or shall we say a clan, which has chosen to work in consciousness upon this plane in service to others. And this work is that which is accomplished in a manner which is difficult to describe but is shared by many such groupings or families of entities. There is a support at the most basic level of love, shall we say, that continues between the times of incarnation as well as during the incarnation. That ties, shall we say, each together in a manner which is most harmonious and which allows the offering of service in ways which are not usual, in that they are often intangible, of the emotions, of the intuition, of the subconscious mind. These pathways of energy which tie each are always intact, so that when the heart speaks a feeling or the mind speaks a thought, there is an instantaneous communication as though one portion of a body was speaking to another portion of the same body. Is there a further query, my sister?
Yes, then when I have dreams that he is in and he is talking to me, is he in fact in my subconscious mind speaking to me?
I am calm and am aware of your query, my sister. This is a reasonably accurate way of approaching or looking at this relationship. For the deeper levels of the mind offer access to those who are not of this third density illusion at this time, much as the channels of a television will offer entry into consciousness of various images from elsewhere. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you for all.
I am Kwok, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query?
I'd sort of like to follow on that and ask if Don and Ron and others of our family who have died, are they together waiting for us? Do they have each other's company?
I am Kwok, and am aware of your query, my sister. Though this is so, it does not mitigate against these entities also experiencing other existences and other energy expressions upon other levels of being. With this disclaimer, we would answer in the affirmative to your query.
Thank you.
I am Kwok, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, Quill. I feel your beautiful presence. Thank you. I would like to find out if being in the light is sufficient to protect against what is commonly called psychic forces.
I am Kwok, and am aware of your query, my sister, and would respond by suggesting that this is the greatest protection and is sufficient for those experiences which are usually described as the psychic attack or the greeting.
Thank you.
it is important for the entity upon the path of service to others to attempt to see the Creator within all beings at all times, to give praise and thanksgiving for the light of the Creator that exists in all, to seek and to know that Creator in each, to offer within the meditative state the heartfelt love for all who send greetings or attacks, and to surround the self then in the love and light of the infinite Creator. Is there a further query, my sister?
Yes, please. You mentioned a couple of centuries will go over this consciousness shift into the fourth dimension. I know on some level, I guess time is a man-made thing. However, is there a way we can speed up this process, even though I assume it is going the way it needs to be going, without having to, the need to speed it up? I guess it's my impatience that prompts me to ask this question. And I also believe that it's quality over quantity. However, if more people would tune in to the light, would that promote a quicker shift into this higher state?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my sister. And indeed, this is the experience of this planetary sphere at this time. For there is, even amidst the obvious agony and suffering of many of your peoples over the surface of your planet, a great deal of light that is being generated by those who seek and bask within its energy at this time, to attempt to speed a process which is already moving with great rapidity is a noble desire. Yet perhaps, as you yourself have suggested, one fraught with a degree of impatience. We would suggest to each that as you continue your own seeking within to untangle those knots of confusion and to balance the distortions from light, that you aid this process greatly. And as you witness to this process, to those about you in your daily round of activities, there is much beneficial effect also given with this simple interchange and interplay of energies between entities. Is there a further query, my sister? I am Kwa, and I'm again with this instrument. The suffering that so many of your peoples experience is like unto the tempering of the metal that gives its integrity to it, that burnishes it with a brightness and a sheen that is able to reflect great amounts of light to others as a result of the tempering. The lessons that are available within this illusion are many and quite varied, most existing within the clouds of mystery for those who witness and for those who experience them. The mysterious nature of all of the various kinds of lessons that aid in the overall increasing of the ability to give and receive love have mystery as their salient feature in order that there be an effort necessary to penetrate to the essence, the main foundation of each lesson, shall we say. Thus, the effort that is necessary to deal with mystery involves many other kinds or qualities of being, such as patience, perseverance, humor, joy, acceptance, and so forth. Thus, the stuff of your illusion seems to have much of grime, of grit, and gravity about it, but is in fact the forge in which the true spirit is fired by the inspiration that is at the heart of each seeking portion of the One Creator to find again the source of its own being, the destiny, shall we say, of the soul. Is there a further query, my sister?
The last one would be, how important is a balanced, wholesome diet on elevating consciousness?
I, well, and am aware of your query, my sister. The value of such dietary procedures and selections is one which reflects, as do all rituals and experiences that are regularized and routinized within your illusion, the ability of the experience to reflect the level of concern and respect for the nature of the experience aids in the overall spiritual evolution. For as the body is shown the respect that providing certain foodstuffs offers, so does this respect become available in other areas of the incarnation. Is there a further query, my sister? I am Kwal, and we thank you, my sister. Is there a final query at this time?
I'm concerned about my path. Will I find the best way to serve, and will I recognize it when I do find it and stay with it?
I am Kwal, and am aware of your query, my sister. We must be somewhat careful in giving response to this query so that we do not step over the boundary of infringement upon free will, but can suggest that each entity will indeed find the path of service that is most appropriate to it. Whether the entity is able to recognize this path is not as certain. Is there any further way in which we may speak, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Kuang, and again we thank you, my sister. At this time, we would thank those present for inviting us to join in this circle of seeking. It has been a privilege and a joy which we treasure greatly, for we walk with you upon this journey, and to be able to share more fully that which is your experience, and to offer that which is our opinion, gives us the most complete sense of joy that we have yet found as we attempt to be of service as we are called. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.